おはようございます。
おはようございます。
Good morning。
今日も気持ちのいい天気に感謝します。
We are thankful to God for the beautiful weather that we are enjoying today。
こうだんだん最近ね、冬に近づいて寒くなってきて、風が流行ってるって聞きました。
As the season continues to progress and we inch ever closer to winter, the cold weather begs us to stay in our beds longer, and we are beginning to struggle with colds. And the colds don't seem to get really bad, but they just kind of seem to linger and hang on, just kind of reach out at us and continue to pull us.
ね、あのもし風邪ひいていたらぜひ、ね、こう休んで、あのしっかり休んで、健康になってほしいと願うんですけど、今日はそういう健康についての話をしたいと思います。
So if you are struggling with a cold, I really want to encourage you to do what you need to do, to take the rest that you need to have, to feed yourself well with good food, and just to keep yourself in a position where God can work that healing in your body. But today, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about health checks.
皆さん、最近というか、いつ健康診断に行ったのは
So when was the last time you went for your health exam, your health examination? Or have you ever gone? When was the last time that you did that? Of course you have to, you know, check your eyes, check your teeth, but also all the different parts of your body. When was the last time that you went to a doctor and had that?
行ってなくても、でも、行かなきゃなって思ってる人は多いかと思います。
There are probably several people here that could say, Yeah, I really haven't gone. I know I need to go. I know I should be going, but I just haven't gone recently.
なんで私たちは健康診断に行くんでしょう?
Why do we go and have health exams? Why do we go and have a health check?
また、なんで行くべきなんでしょうか?
And why should we go and do that?
きっと皆さんはこう食べるもの、何を食べるかに気をつけて、こう栄養をしっかり取ろうとして、ちょっとこう運動も頑張ってやってみて、できるだけ健康な体を維持しようとしていると思います。
Probably most of us can say that we do try to take at least some, pay some attention to what we eat and how we eat and, get our bodies moving, you know, and try to do different things to have a relatively good health.
自分もね、こう30を過ぎると、こう肉はつくわ、ついた肉はなかなか取れないわ、怪我をしやすくなるわ、あの体に変化が出てきます。
And since Hiro has turned 30, he's realized it's a lot easier to just get that little bit of extra, you know, around the midsection. It's really hard to get rid of that. It becomes increasingly harder the older that you get, and it's easier to, you know, injure, you know, like your shoulder, for example, when you're doing rock climbing. Just as an example.
なんでこう最近はね、こう頑張って家から教会まで自転車で来たりね、食べ物を気をつけてこう健康でいようと心がけてるんです。
So, you know, he's been trying to pay better, closer attention to what he's eating and how he eats. He bought a bicycle and he's riding his bicycle back and forth from home to church.
なんでそうやって健康に気を使うんでしょうか?
So why is it that we pay so much attention to our physical health?
まあ、シンプルですね。そうしないとこう怪我をしちゃうし、病気をしやすくなるし、
That's pretty simple. You know, we can get hurt more easily, we can get sick, and both of those things eventually lead to death.
つまり、自分たちは健康でいたいし、長生きしたいと思っているわけです。
So, you know, we want to be healthy. We want to live healthy lives. We want to enjoy the freedom that we have that comes with health. And we want to be able to have long,good, joyful lives.
で、この健康診断というのは、その健康でいるために大事なことの一つです。
And so the health check is just one thing that we do in the process of ensuring or trying to work towards having that healthy long life.
健康診断を受けることで自分自身のこの健康状態が分かるわけです。
Through going through the health exam, we realize sort of where we are and how healthy or unhealthy we are.
でお腹の肉みたいな分かりやすい目に見えるところだけじゃなくて目に見えない部分の状態が分かってくる。
You know, it's easy to see in this region, you know, what needs to happen that hasn't happened. But there are all kinds of the organs and different things inside that we can't see. That we also need to know what our health level is and how to try to improve that.
で、健康状態が分かって、何か悪いところがあるなら、健康でいるために何をすべきか分かって見えてきます。
And so then when we do that, then we can see the areas that need attention and we can learn what we need to do in order to increase our health of our organs and other systems in our body.
今日のマタイ25章の箇所はイエス様が再びこの世界に来られるキリストの再臨の話です。
So today's passage from Matthew chapter 25 is actually talking about Jesus' second coming, when he comes at the end of this time, as we know it, to bring the kingdom to fulfillment.
その時にある人たちは永遠の日に、永遠の刑罰に入り、またある人たちは永遠の命に入るとイエス様は言われています。
And if you look at the very last verse in verse 46, it says that at that time when Jesus comes, everybody will be split into two groups, and one group will receive eternal punishment. The other group will receive eternal life.
ここで質問です。皆さんはイエス様の再臨に準備 OK でしょうか?
So here's a question for all of us.Are you ready? Are we ready for Jesus' return at this point?
イエス様の再臨、ちょっと難しい言葉を使うとピンとこないかもしれないので、言い方を変えると、皆さんの霊的健康状態はどうでしょうか?
So, you know, we can talk about Jesus' second coming. I mean, especially if we grow up in the church, we hear about that, we sort of know that. But to be honest...Because we've been waiting for over 2,000 years, that doesn't really just like grip our attention or really take hold of our hearts. So let's ask it in a different way. What is your spiritual health if you're to go into the health check with Dr. Jesus right now? What is your spiritual health like?
で、こう自分の霊的健康状態というのは今日の箇所に読んでいくと分かるんですね。
And if we look at today's passage, I think it's easy for us to see what is, it's easy for us to help measure where we are in our spiritual health.
自分が最初にこう読んでた時に、前半読んだ時は、そう。自分はこう右にね、神様信じてるし、祝福されたものなんだって読んでたんです。
So when I was reading the passage, I was like, yeah, I'm on the right side. You know, because I believe Jesus, and I've given my life to Jesus. So yeah, I'm one of those sheep.
だけどこう後半に行くにつれてね、あの人のことかな、あの人にしなかったことかなってこういろんな顔が浮かんでくるんです。
But then as I continue the reading, I'm like, yeah, I didn't really show love to that person, and yeah, no, I haven't really done it. And then I see myself shifting more over to the left-hand side.
痛みを感じるんですよ。
And it's like arrows that come hitting at my heart.
この痛みを感じるっていうのは健康状態を教えてくれてるってことなんです。
And I think it's, you know, a lot of times we're afraid, we don't like that sense of the arrows coming at our heart, but it's really when we experience those points of pain in our spiritual lives, that is what helps us to identify the areas that we need to work on.
で、この痛みを感じるから、悪い部分が何かが、悪い部分があるんだということに気づいて、あ、じゃあそこを健康にするにはどうすればいいのか分かってくる。
And so that's what helps us if we're honest with ourselves, honest with each other, honest before God. And those are the things that help us to identify, okay, these are the areas that I need to work on in my spiritual life and in my relationship with Jesus.
ああ、やっぱりこの小さきもの、最も小さきものの一人をね、愛さなきゃいけないんだなと思うんですよ。
So these people that maybe I don't feel comfortable with or that I are not the people that grab my attention, when I show them deep intentional love, That's a part of spiritual health.
でもある疑問が浮かんできます。あれ？ちょっと待って。信仰で救われるんじゃなかったっけ？自分たちはイエス様を信じたら救われるって聖書に書いてなかったっけ？
So, but when we begin to look at this passage, there's a part where we just sort of hit up against the wall. Wait a minute. So, wait, do you mean, so are we saved by faith? Or are we saved by the things that we do?
So, このイエス様はこの箇所を見るとね、行いをしないなら、人を愛す行いをしないなら、地獄に落ちてしまうっていうような言い方に取れるの。
Doesn't Scripture say that we are saved by faith, by the grace of God? So if I read this and if I read what Jesus is saying here, is he saying that if I don't do these things, then I can't receive salvation?
そういった疑問をこう踏まえて、見ていきたいと思います。
And so we'd like to wrestle with that a little bit, that question this morning together.
こう背景をね、ちょっと2つぐらい、見ていきます。背景のうちの1つが、パリサイ人たちの存在です。
Okay, but so before we do that, there's two things that we need to try to understand, kind of in the foundation of approaching this passage. The first thing is in relation to the Pharisees.
このパリサイ人たちはどんな人かって、イエス様をキリストだと、イエス様を神の子だと信じていなかった人です。
So the Pharisees were people who did not believe that Jesus was the Christ, that they didn't recognize him as Messiah, and they didn't believe that he was the Son of God.
で、この今日の箇所の少し前の22章23章のあたりでは、このパリサイ人たちとイエス様がこうやり合ってるんですよ。
If you flip a little bit earlier in your Bible to chapters 22 and 23, you can see a lot of interaction, a lot of times where Jesus and the Pharisees are being lively in their discussion with each other.
で、今日の箇所の中では弟子たちに、あのような人たちにはなれな、パリサイ人たちのようにはなれなというメッセージを込めて言っているんです。
And a lot of times we can see where Jesus is talking to his disciples and he says, don't be like the Pharisees.
で、じゃあパリサイ人たちが、パリサイ人っていうのがどんな人なのかちょっと自分イメージでこう作ってみますか。
So I tried to make it something that we could identify with. What were the Pharisees like?
あ、私は神を恐れて、神を信じて崇めて礼拝しているものだ。
I fear God. I worship God, and I am committed to believing in God.
私はいつもこれだけの捧げ物を神様に捧げているんだ。
And I generously offer all of these things to God.
そんな私をね、人は先生と呼んで尊敬してくれる。
And people call me teacher because of my relationship with God.
私は素晴らしい人だ。
I am so awesome.
私は神に選ばれたもの。
I was chosen by God.
私は律法を守る正しい人で罪を犯さない清いもの。
I follow the laws of God. I adhere to them in my daily life, and I try so hard to be a pure person and not to commit sin.
あの罪人たちとは全然住む世界が違うんだ。
My life is very different from those people over there.
私は誰よりも神様のことを知っている。
I know God more than so many other people.
私は素晴らしい。
I am so awesome.
私は誰よりも聖書の正しい知識を持っている。
I know the correct understanding of the scriptures.
私は誰よりも神に素晴らしい祈りを捧げている。
And I offer passionate, deep prayers, beautiful prayers.
こんなに良い行いをしている。
And I do all of these good things for God.
私は素晴らしい。
I am awesome.
また23章、見ています。イエスは群衆と弟子たちに話をしてこう言われた。
If you look at chapter 3, chapter 23, Jesus is talking to the crowds and to the disciples, and he says this.
律法学者、パリサイ人たちはモーセの座を占めています。ですから、 彼らがあなた方に言うことは皆行い守りなさい。けれども彼らの行いを真似てはいけません。彼らは言うことは言うが実行しないからです。また彼らは重い荷をくくって人の肩に乗せ、自分はそれに指一本触ろうとはしません。彼らのしていることは皆人に見せるためです。
Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The teachers of the law and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. So you must obey them and do everything they tell you, but do not do what they do. For they do not practice what they preach. They tie up heavy loads and put them on men's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them. Everything they do is done for men to see."
こうやって見て思うことは俺じゃんと。
So I look at this and I think, this is me.
言うことは言うが実行しない。
I can say things really easily, but I don't put it into practice.
他人の不完全さを責めるのに、そのための助けも、ね、何もしないし、関わろうともしない。
I can easily look at people's faults and criticize them, but I don't do anything to actually help them.
外の見せかけばかりよく見せて、内側は偽善とこう偽善で満たされて汚れている。
I'm pretty good at putting on a good show and showing people what I want them to see or how I want them to perceive me. While on the inside, if they really saw what was going on in my mind and heart, I would be so ashamed.
人が自分がどう思われて、人に認められて、称賛されることばっかり求めている。
And I really want people to recognize me. I want them to think good of me. I want them to praise me and to tell me all of the good things that I'm doing and how good I am.
俺じゃん。
That's me.
イエス様はこのパリサイ人たちを嫌われました。
And so, but Jesus hated this.
ただ、自分たちも知らなきゃいけないのはこのパリサイ人たちが自分たちの中にもいるってこと。
But I think if we're really honest,And we look at the Pharisees, it's like looking at a mirror, looking back at ourselves. There's one other thing for the background in approaching today's scripture.
先々週とこのマタイの25章の1節から13節、14節から30節の箇所がテーマ聖句の一つとなっていました。
Over the last 2 weeks and then completing today, we've been doing Matthew 25. Last week and the week before, we used the Matthew passage in communion. And then this week, we're using it in the sermon. So we've kind of covered the entire chapter of Matthew 25.
で、マタイの25章はこの3つの例え話からなっています。
And the chapter is basically split up into three different parables that Jesus tells.
1節から13節は、10人の娘たちの話、ね、油を切らさないでという話です。
The first is from verse 1 to 13. It's the parable of the 10 virgins.
14節から30節はターントの話です。
And then from verse 14 to 30, which was last week, it's the parable of the talents.
で今日の羊とヤギの例え話に続きます。
And then today's is the last section which we just read, which is the parable of the sheep and the goats.
このそれぞれの例え話の趣旨メッセージを見てみると次のようになります。
And if I were to try to summarize the message of each of those three parables, this is how I would break down the message of each of those parables.
あまり詳しくは見ないんですけど、10人の娘の話はですね、キリスト信仰、イエス様への、神様への信仰を絶やさない、予備の油を絶やさないというのは、あなたの信仰、キリストへの信仰を絶やさないでというメッセージ。
So the first one in the parable of the ten virgins, some of them are prepared, they have enough oil, some of them run out.And so, basically what Jesus is talking about is our faith in Christ. Do we have enough faith in Christ? Are we prepared? Or are we running out in our faith? Are we running out in our relationship with Jesus? Can it not sustain?
で、二つ目の例え話、タナトの例え話は神様への愛の話です。
Then last week's, the parable of the talents, I think what Jesus is really trying to teach us is about our love for God, our love towards God.
で、今日の箇所は、 人への愛、隣人への愛の話になります。
And then today's is our love for each other, our love for others or for our neighbor.
この25章の今日の箇所だけ見て理解しようとしてしまうと、さっき言った行いによって私たちは救われるんだという理解になってしまう。
So the danger is if you look at today's parable only in and of itself, encapsulated just as that, then it's easy for us to understand it as we are saved by our works, by the things that we do. But if we look at it in the context of the entire chapter, we see a deeper message of what Jesus is trying to teach us.
まず始まりはこの3つの例え話の前にあります。
And so、there are other parables that Jesus tells before today's parable, and there's a purpose in that.
それは神様が私たちを愛してくださっているということです。
And what Jesus wants to、establish us, even before he tells those parables, is that、God loves us. God is seeking a relationship with us.
神様を愛しているのでイエス様を私たちの元に送ってくださいました。
And God loves us so much that He sends His Son Jesus into this world, into our lives, to show, to demonstrate His love and to begin that relationship with us.
それによって神様の愛を自分たちは知ることができるんです。
It's through that relationship with Jesus that we can know how deeply and what kind of love God has for us.
だから私たちはイエス様、キリストを信じるんです。
And it's because we receive that love, we see through Jesus' life, through his examples and the relationship that he's reaching out to us, that we can believe in him, that we can have a faith in Jesus.
その神様の愛の大きさにもうどうしようもなくて、突き動かされて神様に愛を返すのが二つ目の例えば。
And that love is so awesome. It's so incredible that...We are so overwhelmed by it that the only thing that we know what to do is to try to return, to try to express that love back to God.
で、神様に返すだけじゃもう物足りなくて、もう溢れてるから、周りの人たちに愛を分かち合って。
And that love is growing and it's overflowing so much that it's not just giving it to God, but also that's overflowing into our relationships with each other.
イエス様の言葉で置き換えてみると、こんな感じになるかと思います。
So I think if I was going to say, this is kind of like in one phrase what Jesus is saying from these three parables, I think this is what he is saying to us then.
ちょっと字が近いんですけど、イエス様、キリストの信仰に関しては、イエス様、悔い改めなさい。私についてきなさい。
The words that Jesus said, repent, follow me. I think that's what he's calling out to us in the first parable.
また、あなたの神である主を愛しなさい。
And in the second parable, I recall the words that Jesus says, love the Lord your God.
そしてあなたの隣人をあなたの自身のように愛せよ。
And then lastly, love your neighbor as yourself, as the way you love yourself.
こう見るとわかると思うんですけど、最初の例え話は、まあ、自分たちの信仰の始まりですね。イエス様についていくところです。
So the first part talks about、the beginning of our faith, the beginning of our relationship with God.
2つ目、3つ目は何でしょうこれ。
So then the second and third, what are those?
最大の戒めですね。神様が私たちに一番求めておられることです。
The greatest commands, what it is that God is seeking from us, seeking in our lives as a response.
自分たちは神様に愛されていることを知って、その愛で神様に愛を返します。
It is first through knowing that God loves us, that God has started that process. He's initiated that relationship. He gives the love first. It's through realizing that, then that we can receive that love and begin to return it.
で、それがもうそこだけじゃもう十分じゃないから、
And then we realize that it's not just our relationship with God, but that God has placed us in community, that He's created us for relationships with each other, and that love from God transforms us. It transforms how we look at, how we treat, how we think of, how we perceive other people, and the love that we have for them.
この順番は一つ大事なんです。
It's really, really important that、it goes in this order.
これが霊的に健康な状態って言うんじゃないかと思います。
I think this is what we can say is a healthy spirituality, a spiritual health in our lives and in our relationship with God.
ただ自分たちはこの逆をしてしまうことがよくあります。
But too many times we actually try to go in the opposite direction.
自分たちの行いによって神様の愛とか救いを手に入れようとしてしまいます。
It's through the good things that we do, through the good things that we say, through the ways that we try to be good, we can try to get that love from God, that we can try to get that acceptance, that we can receive that gift of salvation.
今日の歌詞もね、ちょっと間違った読み方をしてしまうと、自分のいい行いをしていれば神様の救いが得られるんだ。人を愛していれば神様の愛を手に入れることができるんだって考えてしまう。
So then we can read today's passage of what Jesus said, and we can say, okay, so if I just do these things, if I can check off all of these things, then I will know and receive the love of God and be saved.
もっと具体的に言うと、毎週欠かさず礼拝に来ることさえすれば私は救われるんだ。
So if I faithfully am a part of the worshiping community every Sunday, I can be saved by God.
いや、礼拝は月に1回ぐらいしか来れないけど、でも教会の奉仕をしてるから私は大丈夫だ。
Well, I can't come every week, you know, but if I try to come at least once a month, you know, to kind of show my face, and then I do these nice things, you know,for the church as a part of my service, then I'm still okay. I can still be saved.
そうやって自分の行いで神様の救い愛を手に入れるっていうのは自分の力で全てをやろうということです。
The mistake is then I'm trying to receive the salvation of God through my own power, through what I do.
ということはイエス様は必要なくなるんです。
Then I don't need Jesus because I can do it myself.
ということは、イエス様が十字架の上であれだけ苦しんで死なれたあの死は無駄だったということになってしまう。
And that means that the ultimate sacrifice that Jesus paid is useless. We don't need it. It makes it empty.
そうやって自分たちはこう気づかないうちに福音をね、ひっくり返してしまうことがある。
And without realizing it in our own lives, in our own hearts, in our minds,We change what the gospel is.
私たちは隣人を愛するべきでしょうか?
Should we love our neighbors?
もちろん愛するべきです。
Of course.
でもそうするべきだから愛するではありません。
But it's not because we should that we do it.
この愛の行いというのは、イエス様を信じて神様の愛を受け取った、救われた者の現れだって。
The love is not something that we produce within ourselves. It is a natural result of receiving that love, of being changed by the love of God.
真の信仰が、ね、健全な霊的に健康でいることが愛の行いを生んでいくということです。
It is through having a healthy relationship with God, naturally God births.Those good things in our life. In other words, that is the fruit of what comes from that healthy relationship, that healthy love between God and us.
自分たちが健全な存在でいるためには、キリストを信じて、神を愛して、人を愛することが不可欠。
It's through receiving God's love that we can believe in Jesus, that we can receive God's love, that we can return that to Him, and that we can begin to love other people.
つまり信仰と愛の行いの両方が必要なんです。
And so faith and love, they're connected. You can't separate them, and they're necessary.
ただじゃあ愛の行いをそうやっていくときにやっぱりこう自分で吟味していかなきゃいけません。自分自身をこう本当にちゃんとした動機でやっているかどうか吟味していかなきゃいけません。
But one thing that we do have to do then is that we have to be honest. So where is our love coming from, and with what motivation are we doing the things? Are we living the life that we're living?
自分たちが愛人を愛そうとするときにそれは本当に神様の愛から出たものなのか。
So when we're trying to love people, is it coming from the love of God, or is it coming from something that we have, an expectation or a pressure that we have from within ourselves?
それとも自分の思いとか、自分の興味関心とか、自分の考える正しさとか正義とかでやってしまってはいないでしょうか?
Are we doing it because we know it's the right thing? Or we see that there's something wrong and that sense of justice is there, so we need to try to correct something? Or is it because it's something that we are we're personally interested in showing love or in helping and fixing this problem? And so that's what we focus our love on.
また私自分たちが人を愛するとき、また愛さないときに、その目的は神様のためにやっているか、また自分のためにやっているか、それも吟味しなければいけない。
Is it possible for us to be doing it not necessarily from love, and definitely not from love from God?
神様の愛でまず始めなきゃいけません。
So we have to begin from God's love.
この順番が健全なサインです。
I think this is a healthy, you have to do it in this order.
こうやってこういう見方をしたときに、じゃあまた聞きます。皆さんの霊的状態はどんな感じでしょう。
Okay, so let's go back to the question that we asked near the beginning. So where are all of us spiritually? How healthy are we doing? What is our health report going to look like?
自分たちのこの霊的健康状態、つまりは神様との愛の関係の状態ですね。これは実は自分たちのこの体、この世のこの体の健康よりも大事なことですね。
So our spiritual health check, or in other words, our relationship with God, receiving God's love and returning that to God and to others, that is way more important than this physical health check, the body that we have in this life. It's so much more important.
私たちがする仕事だったり、またもっと言うと家族よりも大事なことなんです。
It's more important than any job or occupation we have. It's even more important than any of our family.
私自身のこの魂に関わるのだからです。
It's because it has to do with our soul. It has to do with our eternal life. It's not just a short period of time, but it's a forever thing.
この永遠の命にそう関わることだからです。
It affects what happens after this life is over.
でもこの自分の魂とか永遠の命で言うとあんまピンとこないんで、言い方を変えると霊的栄養がこう満たされて霊的に健康でいるなら、この世のことがうまくできていくと思うんです。
But even when, again, once we say eternal lifeThat doesn't, again, really grip our attention or really move our hearts. So if I was going to change it, the way that I say it into a different way, it would be saying, by being fed spiritually in good ways, and having good health, that I can continue to live for a long time.
なんでそれが言えるのか?
So why? How can we do that?
自分たちの今年のテーマセリフですね。
And I think our theme verse for this year from John 15, actually gives us the hint to that.
私はブドウの木。これイエス様の言葉ですね。あなた方はその枝です。人が私につながっており、私もその人につながっていれば、その人は豊かに実を結ぶ。私を離れては、あなた方は何もできないのである。
I am the vine and you are the branches. If a man or woman remains in me, in other words, is connected with me in relationship, and I in him or her, they will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing.
私たちが神様の愛にとどまって、イエス様といつもつながっているなら、豊かに実を結ぶってイエス様が言ってくださっています。約束してくださっています。
Jesus is promising us, if you are dwelling in, if you are connected constantly in that relationship with God, in the love of God, He will produce that fruit in your life. It's His promise.
じゃあこの実とは何なんでしょうか?
So then what is that fruit?
御霊の実です。
The fruit of the Spirit.
愛、喜び、平安、寛容、親切、善意、 誠実、柔和、自制、これらの身が自分たちにから出ていく、自分たちを通してこう結ばれていくって約束してくださっています。
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those are the things that He will bring in our character and in our daily living.
自分たちが健康な状態で、霊的に健康な状態でいるならば、仕事場で、学校で、家族や友達、すべての人間関係で、これらの身が自分たちから結ばれていくって、神様は約束してくださっています。
If I am dwelling in the love of God,God will produce this fruit in the relationships that I have with the people that I live in my home with the people that are my family, with the people that I see every day at work or at school. We will begin to see that God will bring these characteristics out in our relationships and in our interaction with them.
しかもただ結ばれるんじゃなくて、豊かに結ばれていくんです。
And Jesus promises, he doesn't just say, I'm going to have you bear this fruit. He says, I'm going to have you bear this fruit abundantly.
健康の話に戻って、体の健康です。ね、今、じゃあ皆さんに、質問したいんですけど、この体の健康を気をつけるのに、月に1回は何かしら、運動している、ウォーキングでもジョギングでもこう通勤を歩いたりしても何でもいいです、自転車でもジムに行くでもいいです、月に1回は何かしてるっていう人ってあります。
Okay, so now we're going to have some audience participation. Keep your hand up, keep your hand up. 手を挙げてください。 So, if you are a person who at least once a month does something, some kind of exercise, whether it's walking or going to the gym or whatever, stretching, whatever it is, once a month, consistentlyYou do something for your body, for health. Put your hand up.
いいですね。じゃあその中でまだ上げてください。
Keep it up. Just keep it up.
週1回はやってます。週1回頑張ってやってます。
Okay, and keep it up if you do something consistently once a week. If you don't do something once a week, then put your hand down.
1日1回は何かやってます。
You do something every day intentionally for your health. Keep your hand up.
Okay, 素晴らしい。
Wonderful.
じゃあ、霊的な話をつけます。
Okay, now we're going to do it again. We're going to do the same audience participation, but this time we're going to ask a spiritual question.
まずですね、この本でもいいです。携帯の中でもいいです。聖書を持っている人、私聖書を持ってます。
Okay, anybody who has a Bible, whether it's on your phone or in book form or on your tablet or whatever, raise your hand.
この中で日曜日の礼拝とか教会での聖書クラス以外に月1回は聖書を読んでるって人。
Besides worship, besides Bible class here or in some other location, at least once a month,You open that up and you read from the Word of God intentionally.
個人的な聖書の御言葉の時間を自分で取っているんですね。
It's your time in receiving God's Word.
週一回は頑張ってやってる。
Okay, how many of you do that at least once a week on your own?
一日一回は必ず聖書を開いて読もうとしてます。
At least once a day.This is not to shame people, okay? We're not trying to make people feel embarrassed or badly, but it's a kind of health check for us to be honest about. And we want to humbly look at that and see where we can grow.
今聖書の話をしました。じゃあ聖書クラスはどうでしょうか?
Okay, so if we were going to change it, we just talked about reading our Bibles. How about a gathering to study from the Word of God together with other brothers and sisters in Christ?
週報を見れば何が出席しているかとか分かります。聖書クラス、これは大きな恵みなんです。
So, for example, we have gatherings here each week where people can come together, can feed on the Word of God, and can encourage and learn from God's Word together. So that's a huge blessing that God has provided for us.
日本では、ね、多くの教会で教える人がいなくて、伝道者がいなくて、聖書を教えられる人がいなくて、聖書クラスなんて持ちたくても持てない教会がたくさんあります。
To be honest with you, just in this nation alone, more than half of the churches do not have somebody who is skilled, who has been trained, and who has the spiritual maturity to be able to teach from Scripture.
自分たちが霊的に健康でいるための栄養を得るチャンスを神様は先生たちを通してこう与えてくださっているんです。
So, if you think about our context here within this church family, God has really richly blessed us that we are one of the few churches that have that.
祈りはどうでしょうか?
What about prayer life?
神様と静まって祈って神様との関係を深めることを私たちはしているでしょうか?
Taking time to be quiet before the Lord. Not just to tell God your list of things, but to listen for God's voice.To listen for the guidance of the Spirit and what God is teaching you and how He is wanting to use you and lead you in that day, in that moment. How much are we receiving and utilizing that gift that God has given to us?
いつも神様の声をね、神様のメッセージを聞こうと耳を傾けているでしょうか?
Are we intentionally opening our ears to listen for the ways that God is talking to us on a moment by moment basis.
一緒にこの信仰を歩むこの教会のコミュニティの交わりはどうでしょうか?
How about being in fellowship and in relationship with the family of God that He has blessed us with?
自分たちは一人でね、この信仰の旅を歩かなくていいんです。
We are not created, we are not meant to walk a relationship with God alone.
こうやって助け合って励まし合って支え合って一緒に歩くコミュニティが働いている。
Just as we are birthed into families in faith, we are also birthed into families. God gives us family to encourage each other, to cry together, to pray together, to celebrate together, to live and share faith together.
交わりをしっかり喜んで、ね、持っているでしょうか。
So are we enjoy hungering and craving, and are we really taking advantage of that?
私たちが愛するように、愛することができるように、神様はたくさんの人を自分たちの周りに置いてくださっています。
So that we can have the opportunity to love other people the way that we love ourselves or the way that God loves us, God actually provides lots of those people in our daily life. He puts them around us.
今もそうだし、ここから出てて、仕事場に行って、学校に行って、家族と会って、たくさんの人が私たちの周りにいます。
Of course, at the very least, all of the people in this room are some of the people that God has given to us to learn and to practice that love. But even when we leave this place, when you go into your classroom tomorrow morning, when you leave here and you go to the convenience store, wherever it is that you're going, God is placing those people. He is placing those people into your lives.
それは自分の中からね、もう溢れ出す神様の愛を分かち合うために与えてくださっている人かもしれません。
And God is providing those people so that the love that you're receiving from Him can not be left to yourself, but you can share that in some way with those people.
または自分たちの中に神様の愛が足りてないなっていうのを知るための人かもしれません。
And maybe it's also to let us know the ways which we have not received God's love fully, and we need to receive that more so that we can share it more.
この体の健康もそうなんですけど、自分たちの霊的健康の管理は自分の責任です。
God has His responsibility to us, which is to love us and to save us. We also have our part of the deal, our part of the relationship, our responsibility, which is.Only we can take care of our spiritual health.
助けてくれることはあっても、他の誰かが代わりに管理してくれることはない。
There are people who can be in our lives to help support us, but only we, just like our physical bodies, only we can really be the ones to determine that spiritual health.
なので、ね、今の自分の健康、霊的健康状態を、ね、謙虚に受け止めて、知って、健康に、その健康を保っていくように歩んでいけたらと思います。
So, from today's passage, I want to invite us, and from today's, from all of chapter 25, I want to invite all of us to humbly and honestly come before God and ask the question, where am I in my spiritual health?
では、お祈りします。
Let's pray.
神様、私たちはあなたを通して、あなたの語る御言葉を通して、私たち自身のことを知ります。
God, it is through you, it is through your word that you speak to us, through the ways that you communicate to us, that we can know ourselves.
私たちが霊的にどんな状態で、どこを歩いているのかをあなたは教えてくれます。
God, you teach us what condition we're in, and you teach us where and how to walk.
そして私たちはあなたを通して私たちが歩むべき道を知ります。
Only we can know through you, the path that you have opened before us.
あなたの大きな愛を知ります。その愛を体験します。
You are amazing love, and it's through your amazing love that we can know what love is, and we can experience love.
神様、あなたの愛で満ちるようにこの心を変えてください。
So that your love may abound and overflow in our lives and in our hearts, we pray that you would mold and change our hearts.
あなたの愛が私たちから湧き立ち、あふれ出し、流れ出ていくように、聖霊様、私たちの考え方を、行いを、態度を、生き方を変えてください。
Holy Spirit, we lay ourselves before you and we ask that you would change our thinking, that you would change our actions, that you would change our attitudes, that you would change our way of living, so that your love can strengthen and grow and just overflow to the point where we can't help it. It just is pouring out from within us.
霊的に健康であるように、あなたの御心のままに生きられるように、私たちを日々新たに作り変えてください。
Please change us into new creations every day so that we can live out your will and live out your heart every day so that we can live with true spiritual health.
そうやって変えられていく私たち一人一人を通して、またこの教会のコミュニティ、神様の家族を通して、あなたの愛が、あなたの御国が全世界へと広がっていきますように。
And we pray that as you change us individually and as you change us as a church, as your community, as your family, that you would use us in your love to see your kingdom come and your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven.
私たちの王である素晴らしい牧者であるイエス様のお名前でお祈りします。
We pray this in the name of our King and Great Shepherd, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.